Phil Dunn, great to meet you. Great to speak with you.
Thanks, Garth. Good to be here.
We go back a couple of minutes. Well, as I like to ask people, from an outside point of view, before you came inside into Bloomfield, the Bloomfield Group, what was your knowledge of this company?
I'd had some peripheral dealings with them when I was working with the CAT dealership, because I'd filled in for a couple of their project managers a few times, but very peripheral. But I knew it was a small family company. They were not afraid to be ingenious, I suppose, and try and do things differently. And I guess everyone in the valley had heard of Paul Cant, and even though I'd never ever met Paul directly, they had a good reputation of being like strong family values, wanted to work hard, but they looked after their people, and people that worked for them genuinely seemed to like working for the company. So
yeah,
it had a lot of bonuses in terms of coming to work for a new place. It sounded like a great place to come, and that's just what it turned out to be.
As far as your overall lifestyle, was it an improvement too? Was it a good thing?
Absolutely. It was a change, nice change in my lifestyle. It was only 5 minutes drive to work rather than 40. That was a change. I only had 9 fitters that actually worked for us.
Wow.
And I ended up with 3-day weekend, so that was pleasant as well.
How sort of was the input? What encouragement was there for you to apply so much of what you've learned over your career with this job?
I think I certainly brought on some different planning perspectives in terms of doing stuff. Bloomfield was, and certainly quite a few people in Bloomfield said, look, we're not a big mine, so don't bring the big mine expenditure mindset with you when you come. But I didn't have to. I guess. I'd worked for my father before, and I knew how small businesses needed to manage their budget. So that was good. But I certainly brought on some different planning perspectives, I think, and some of those got applied and some of them didn't. But it was good. But they were a good crew. I mean, they were a good crew in terms of Rix's Creek to work with, and the support team that they had out of Four Mile, and everybody else was good as well.
So we're talking, 12 years ago you joined?
Yeah.
Did your job change in that time, or was it pretty much that was the job, the title, the whole time
you've been?
Yeah.
No. So I was the weekend supervisor, which is what they called it at this stage then. And I had a team work with me Wednesday to Saturday as well. So we would, because Rix's Creek is not a 7-day operation, so we would do all the maintenance that we could on the Saturdays. In 2014, they had a realignment of roles and everything, so I stepped up to the maintenance manager's role at Rix's Creek.
It sounds like you just took it on, and you had that confidence to make it work.
And I had great support from the Bloomfield Group in terms of the team behind them as well, so that helps.
And is that how things wrapped up for you, or is that sort of...?
No. So then about in 2019... We bought a house down on Lake Macquarie and decided that we wanted to move to Newcastle anyway. And the group was just super great and said, look, and I gave them notice. I said, look, I probably won't be wanting to travel to Rix's Creek all the time from there. And they said, well, we have a project manager's role based in Maitland. Would you be interested in doing that? So there you go. There's my 3-year, 4-year change again.
Right on cue.
Yeah, that was good. So I came down and worked in the asset management group down here then, and then they had an opportunity came up where they needed somebody to fill in for the maintenance manager at Bloomfield. So certainly for the last 18 months I've been over at Bloomfield Mine looking after the maintenance there.
And a final question, Bloomfield related. You wrapped up your long career here in Bloomfield. Is it something you're happy about? Your last 12 years, was it a good place to be for the last stint, so to speak?
Yeah, Bloomfield, it really is a good place to work. So they expect you to give you 10 cents worth and put your effort in, but they encourage you to think outside the square, and they'll support you if you want to try different things. So it's always been good. And I know I like the Bloomfield cares and Bloomfield delivers, but I mean, they genuinely do care for their employees. And we had a trainee operator at Rix's Creek who was halfway through his traineeship, got diagnosed with terminal cancer, and then just couldn't come to work anymore. Mm-hmm. And the group as a whole, I mean, so he couldn't complete his job, he couldn't complete his traineeship. They just put him on as a full-time employee, even though he was never going to come back to work, just so that he would have that sort of security for him and his family. So, I mean, they really do care for their people, and they go outside the box. So
the sense is, I think, that, you know, they set that culture up, as you said, many, many years ago. It's something that Bloomfield's known for, and it feels like in 2022 nothing's changed in that respect.
No, it's still there. It's still made up of the people that run it, and they still have an influence on the whole culture. So, it's been very good. I've been very happy.